This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
A few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be talking about in the up and coming hours that the Declaration of Independence, which underlies the Constitution, it's called the seedbed to the Constitution, holds that the rights of the people come from God and that the powers of government come from the people. Let me repeat that again. According to the Declaration of Independence and what our forefathers established through that document, the rights of the people come from God and the powers of government come from the people. And unless you grasp that basic order of things, you'll have a hard time understanding the Constitution. It is as simple as explaining it to a child, friends. It really is. And keep in mind, Scripture even tells us that unless you become as a little child, you'll in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. So we need to get away from, well, rationalizing things and thinking things through to the point where we lose the whole meaning of the word because we've outstrained its definition or its meaning and taken away from it the very meaning of the words by again just going so high up that we forget that the meaning is simple to understand. And again, keep in mind the model of heaven is a little child. We're going to be talking about that in just a little bit here. I got some audio I want to play for you. You see what's coming down concerning the Clintons and the FBI and Huma Abedin. We're going to be exposing her just a little bit because I want you to understand who Huma Abedin is. She is terrorist-tied and from A to Z, again, friends, we also know that she's married to Mr. Anthony Weiner over there, who is a pedophile. And we also know Hillary Clinton's husband, well, he's a rapist. And you know that, and I know that, and everybody else knows that, and everybody's dog, cat, and parakeet knows that. You know, I got to say this, friends. You really have to ask the question, is the problem with the presidential candidates or the American people that tolerate the crimes? And really what it comes down to, friends, you know the answer. It's the American people that are caught up into the game of corrupt politics. As a matter of fact, I wanted to let you know, I had just posted, someone put a live feed, and it's really kind of hard to look at, but I posted it anyways. And it was one of our brothers laying in his casket. He was a decorated hero, and he came back in a box, and they're going to be putting him 6 feet under the ground. And I think about this, our fathers, our brothers, and our neighbors fight. They bleed and they die. Read John 15:13. And all the while, corrupt politicians fight for power. Now, it's my understanding that corrupt politicians are using the blood of our sons and our daughters to fight unconstitutional wars. Well, that stops with the American people. Just a side note, I'm on a little bunny trail here. I want you to keep in mind, every time you see one of our sons, our fathers, our uncles, our aunts, whatever the case might be, our cousins that come back and they've been killed in a foreign war that you know is unconstitutional, I want you to remember what that pedophile, Mr. Henry Kissinger, said, who sits at every administration next to every president since Richard Nixon that I know of. He was the one that said that our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. Okay? Now, while they're fighting, these corrupt politicians are fighting for power, keep in mind they are the ones that are willing to use your sons and your daughters to fight their unconstitutional wars. Notice the word corrupt politicians. I said corrupt politicians. And instead of the American people dealing with the corrupt politicians, they send their sons and their daughters to die on the behalf of them corrupt politicians. So which one do you think? How would we write this wrong, America? Do we get it right here so we don't have to send them to unconstitutional wars, A? Or B, do we just go ahead and let corrupt politicians do what they will as they make gain out of the stupidities of the American people, Hosea 4:6? Just a question, because we can get this right, but we need to be educated, and we need to think things through. And without further ado, friends, let me jump over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick before I play that audio, which will be during the next segment. Is the problem with the presidential candidates or the American people? It is the American people, no doubt. Because you've allowed it to go this far. Hey, friends, I was listening to conservative news for about 15 minutes, talking about the crimes of Huma Bedin. Now what they're trying to do, the conservatives, friends, I said, are trying to divert the finger away from Hillary Clinton over to Huma Bedin. Okay? This was the conservative, friends. As if to suggest Hillary Clinton is not guilty of 1,000 crimes concerning we the people and other countries that you have allowed her to violate unconstitutionally, therefore illegally. That's why you're hated. Okay? In saying all that, to say this, friends, during the 10-15 minutes that I was listening to conservative news today, I was listening to the National Inquiring Minds. This is the best that you have. The National Inquiring, folks, the National Inquiring Minds need to know. This is how they were talking, gossip opinion, no facts, no law, of course, no constitution, just this is my opinion once again. Oh, Bradley, I've heard this before. Well, let's put a stop to it. If you're sick of hearing it, then you're going to have to deal with it, right? But what was interesting is they were laughing. Literally, the conservatives were laughing today saying, do you think this is going to be the last surprise within the next 8 days? Laughing about it around the circle, friends. Now, let me go back to this. How many men fight, bleed, and die upholding the Constitution that you allow these news anchors to idiotically lead the American people astray through their opinion rather than law? How many have to die before you finally understand that it is your responsibility to correct the wrongs? And I'll tell you what, we have a lot of cleanup. First it starts in the church, then it starts in government, and then I'm telling you what, every one of the outlets throughout the United States of America needs to be dealt with lawfully because, friends, they are as corrupt as the politicians that they play games over. You know it, and I know it, and we have nobody to complain to but ourselves, friends. Because again, as I shared at the very beginning of this segment, government comes from what? God. Exodus 18:21. Those that serve we the people, they derive their just powers from who? We the people. Government, people, we are the government. We the people, the preamble to the United States Constitution has meaning. So therefore, we as a whole have to take responsibility and deal with the corruption, and we have a big job in front of us, rest assured. But we can do this. Don't ever take me out of context, friends. We can do this. Is the problem with the presidential candidates or the American people? Listen to this, okay? Just to show you how far you've let this government go. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The Nady petitions, and it reaches 100,000 signatures, which forces the White House to review gender-neutral job title change. Yes, that's how sick, America, you are in the head to tolerate a foreign sodomite in your White House to bring this about. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. If you'd like to check us out online, go to Facebook, Double E Bradley, Bradley Dean, Double E, Bradley Dean, Double E on Facebook. And or you can jump over to my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Again, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. You can call in at any time over the next 45 minutes. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here because we understand here at the sonsoflibertymedia.com that religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society, said George Washington, and everybody in this country that graduated high school, literally, they knew George Washington's farewell address, and that's exactly what he told them. And like Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States of America, rightly said, who was saved by grace in spite of himself, just like every one of us are, Ephesians 2:8. He said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. We get it here, okay? 1-866-582-9933. Right before the end of the last segment, I was talking about what's going on across the country. Over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, I want to highlight some of the articles before we get over to here to Mrs. Huma Abedin, because they have been sweeping her information under the carpet for a long time. The state-controlled narrative has, and the media, of course, because you are being sold down the river to foreigners, just ask Hillary Clinton. Oh, and what do you know, friends? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, WikiLeaks again. Take it for what it's worth, friends. Bill Clinton boasts of Hillary's working relationship with terrorists and terrorist organizations. And of course, friends, she has right next to her aide, Huma Abedin. The Clinton campaign is attempting once again to sweep important questions under the rug about top aide Huma Abedin, her family ties to the Muslim Brotherhood and to Saudi Arabia, and her role in the ballooning Clinton email scandal. Boy, isn't this amazing how this just works out, friends? I mean, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it? No, it doesn't. And let me just rewind before I play this audio real quick to bring it over to the side that you call the right if you're caught up into the left-right paradigm. And yes, I'm being facetious. facetious. And yes, I'm talking to down to people that should know better than this. I shared with you sometime back about Paul Ryan. I mean, this guy is a clown, and I want to tell you something, America. The joke is on you. I shared with you this omnibus bill that he signed where he laid debt on the backs of me and our children and our children's children to the number of $1.1 trillion, where he literally signed over through his first legislative act over to Barack Hussein Obama. Again, furthering my point, there is no difference, friends. You're caught up into the game. We have one constitution. If they violate the law, you deal with them. If you don't, this is what you get. Quid pro quo. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. WikiLeaks emails reveals Clinton campaign eyeing Paul Ryan's relative for SCOTUS. Wow. Supreme Court of the United States of America. There it is. That's what's going on. And how many times have I shared, America, that Mrs. Clinton wants her administration back? She wants that administration that's been tried and true concerning the crimes against we the people under her husband. She wants them back, saith she. And she's saying it with her actions, and we understand, friends, action speaks a lot louder than words. Is that not right? Yeah. And then, friends, jumping over again, leak audio, Sons of LibertyMedia.com. Hillary Clinton pushed rigging Palestine elections in 2006. It goes on and it goes on and it goes on, friends. Sons of LibertyMedia.com. Hillary is so unpopular, she has to pay off youth voters and fabricate her rallies. There was a brand new post again last night concerning Hillary Clinton, friends, where CNN promotes the fact that she has 58% of the vote. And it's just amazing how that works, friends. But when you pull the curtain back, everything makes perfect sense. It really does. And I say that with all due respect to the truth and the Word of God, folks, which exposes the lie. But folks, here we have it. CNN promotes Hillary Clinton. And by the way, the conservatives are going right down the same road, friends. Oh, it's a neck-to-neck race. Really? How do you say that with a straight face? I mean, really, 52%, forgive me, of the vote goes, concerning the latest CNN poll, to Hillary Clinton. And the people's choice, which just happens to be Donald Trump, 38% of the vote. And when you look at the history of her little presidential campaign, when she's bumping and stumping the trail, friends, she's got less than 200 people there. We have pictures where she has less than 50 people there. Friends, but she's winning the polls somehow. And then here you have Donald Trump winning 38%, and he's got 20,000 people at his rallies. Why don't you do the math? Why don't you listen to history, friends? Because I've shared with you that Saul Alinsky taught his little devilish Luciferian disciples, friends, to go ahead and cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. And that's exactly how they're playing the game, friends. And I want to let you know, you are being sold off to your foreign enemy. Oh, you know what? Let me go back again, friends, and let me bring you up to the present. I didn't say it. Hillary Clinton's aide, her Muslim Brotherhood and Saudi Arabia tied aide, Hillary Clinton, the one that's married to the pedophile Anthony Weiner, folks, she said it. I didn't say it. Go ahead, check this out. Listen to this.
But we'd also love for you to refrain from taking video and posting video. Please welcome Huma.
Project Veritas Action was at a Hillary event Wednesday night, where Huma Abedin, the vice chairwoman of the Clinton presidential campaign, took Republicans to task for worries about Syrian refugees coming to the U.S.
We were in Dallas yesterday. We met this young man. And he says, you know, I've been a lifelong Republican. But you know what I realized when I started listening to Ben Carson and Donald Trump and Ted Cruz? I prove you're a Christian to be a refugee in this country. Great. We are a country of immigrants. We welcome people. And when you listen to the Republicans, and this is my battle cry, it is really scary on the other side.
When we were able to catch the vice chairwoman after her speech, she made it clear that Hillary is all in favor of allowing Syrian refugees into the country.
I hate public speaking.
Thank you so much for addressing the Syrian refugee crisis. Because honestly, Islamophobia is rampant. And you have to come to me. Like, if Hillary is elected president, she's going to do everything she can to let these Syrians in.
That kind of talk is music to the ears of the Syrian men we met in Athens, Greece, recently.
You guys must really hate Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, of course. We don't hate Hillary Clinton.
We like her.
Yes.
They say politics makes strange bedfellows. I guess they are right. Here we found Syrian refugees looking to get to Northern Europe or to the United States by any means possible, suggesting even using fake passports. And they are unabashed Hillary supporters.
You know, we need to travel to Germany.
How are you going to do that?
Maybe by a plane, by a fake passport.
Hillary, we like Hillary Clinton if she have action when she's in
the problem. Well, what about now? Do you like her?
Who?
Do you like her now, though? Like what she's done so far?
I believe maybe she can do something.
Your smile.
Because voting ID laws are so lax in so many states, these Syrian refugees might just be able to vote for Hillary, if, as she supports, they can get into the United States.
Wow, isn't that crazy? I always want to put it together for you, friends, because this stuff is not difficult to see. If you just get away from the TV long enough, get into the Word, do a little homework, all of a sudden the Holy Ghost starts to lead you about line upon line, precept upon precept, and He'll put it together for you. Like, for example, when that country refuses to hear me, my laws, my commandments, my statutes, or my judgments, this is what's going to happen to them. You'll be made the tail, America, and they will be made the head. Read Leviticus 26 and read Deuteronomy 28 as well. Let's go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. A brand new video just surfaced, and it is a Muslim migrant in Washington State Mall. He walked into a mall with a rifle. Hey, folks, he didn't come to assimilate. He's not here to abide by the laws of our Constitution, saith the Muslim Brotherhood, and saith the actions of the foreign agent sodomite in the People's White House, Barack Hussein Obama, because he has not abided by the laws. Furthermore, he was the one that said he was going to fundamentally transform America, and 318.9 million people let him do it. But you should watch this video on sonsoflibertymedia.com, where this Muslim migrant jihad shooting rampage at Washington State Mall, he just walks into the mall and starts randomly shooting at Americans for no other reason other than the fact that he's just a jihadi. He's just doing what he does because this is who he is. Going to take a quick break. sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back.
If you're thinking about purchasing a memory foam or dial-up your number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customized bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Supreme Sleep System. Reverie Sleep Systems use patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Find out why Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero-gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back and legs, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101-night promise. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, you can send the bed back for a full refund. Right now, Reverie's radical new hybrid mattresses are changing the world of sleep. They combine velvety memory foam with the breathability of natural rubber, so they don't sleep hot. Call 866-882-3300 right now for our free guide to great sleep. That's 866-882-3300. Or visit Reverie.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. So that's what's going on in your country. And again, friends, what I could do is I could go from, again, A to Z, just highlighting everything that's going on in your country right now. And these headlines, folks, when you see what's going on in your country and you take a step back, it's like a bad relationship. The American people tolerating corruption or a bad partner. It's amazing how oftentimes you can't see how bad it is until you do take a step back. And when you take a step back and you begin to pay attention to what's going on, you kind of feel, you should rightly feel ashamed for what's going on here. And you should, if you have the right heart given unto you by the Holy Ghost, you should respond in a favorable outcome in the sense of establishing the righteousness, Isaiah 51:4, that we should be establishing. I mean, America, you act like your freedom's not going away. You act like America, like this is just the norm going on in your country today. I want to tell you something. I listened for the 10 or 15 minutes of conservative radio today. We've never seen this before. We've never seen this. Folks, and they were laughing literally the whole time. Literally the whole time they were laughing it off. Hey, do you think there's going to be another surprise? I mean, like it's a game. Like we're talking about a third world country that's our enemy or something. When in fact, it's happening in our backyard. It's called folks, it's called being desensitized. It's called being stupefied and dummied down. And there's no better way to say it. And you can take that or you can, if you're offended by what I just said, then you don't have ears to hear or eyes to see. Those that hear the truth, they love it. A correction is grievous to those that have forsaken the way. You should read Proverbs 1 sometime. Because we understand that in his faithfulness, he has afflicted us that we might learn his statutes. And when we hear reproof and correction and instructions in righteousness, we don't get mad at it. We take heed to it and right the wrongs. And that's exactly what every Christian American patriot is doing today. They're taking responsibility and saying, you know what? I've let this go way too far. This has gone on way too far. I can't let this happen on my clock anymore. And I want to encourage those that do have ears to hear as to what I'm saying to you right now. God doesn't need a majority to prevail. He just needs a irate minority, folks. An irate minority, okay? Tireless. And keen on setting brushes of fire of freedoms in the minds of men is what he needs. And we're just the ones to do it because I know that we got it, America. Let's not forsake the challenge. We need to look at this as an opportunity right now, and an opportunity it is, no question about it. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Listen carefully. The Declaration of Independence, which underlies the Constitution, holds that the rights of the people come from God, not the generosity out of the generosity from the state or from the state, as JFK rightly said back in the 60s, and that the powers of government come from the people. Okay, delegated. Let me again repeat that according to the Declaration of Independence, that the right of the people come from God and the powers of government come from the people. And unless you grasp that basic order of things, you'll have a hard time understanding anything. And really what it comes down to, again, America, is what's right and what's wrong according to the lawgiver. Because if we would simply enforce the right, we wouldn't have so much wrong as to what the wrong is today. So the presupposition in what I'm going to talk about today is the American view of government. Okay, so the presupposition. Now, these are the things which are accepted as true before any argument can commence. Okay, so like I might be having a conversation with someone, one or two of the atheists across the United States of America, that says there is no God. Let's just address the squeaky wheel real quick. Okay, how do you have any rational conversation with a guy like that? So the presupposition is that you agree on the fact that our rights come from God. And again, if you go back and read the Declaration of Independence, you can see that our rights are given unto us, our inalienable rights are given unto us by our Creator. Okay? Everybody with me? So the truth is, and the truth exists as an absolute, and it's objective and unchanging. See, it says in the Declaration of Independence that we hold these truths to be self-evident. So let's take it a step further. Specific presuppositions contained in the Declaration of Independence. Here it is. There is a God, that all men are created equal, and our rights come from Him, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Going back to the Declaration of Independence, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The purpose of civil government is to protect God-given rights, to restrain men from sin, said John Adams, from violating or offending the majesty on high. 1 John 3:4 says that sin is the transgression of God's moral law. Okay, so again, the purpose of civil government is to protect God-given rights. Okay, that is to secure these rights. Governments are instituted among what? Men. And all civil government is derived through the consent of the people. Of the people. Okay? Okay, so when you look at that, that is just absolutely astounding to me when you hear people complain about what government is doing when the government is only doing what America, you're allowing them to do. And what's even worse than that is when you see people sit there and blame the government for what you're tolerating and you're allowing them to do. I mean, as if to say someone else needs to take responsibility and right the wrongs, which we are, regardless if you help or not. The fact of the matter is there's plenty of people out there that are doing the right thing right now. They're sacrificing their personal lives as they bear the cross and they follow the Christ to establish in hopes that our freedoms will maintain concerning our posterity on their behalf. But again, let's go to this again. So the purpose of civil government is to protect God-given rights. That again, to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. All civil government is derived to the consent of the people, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And when any government becomes, here we go, when any government becomes destructive of this purpose, the people have a right and a duty to alter or abolish it. You know, oftentimes, when I hear these breaks on radio, and I hear about these rebels and these, and I've talked about this before, but when they talk about these anti-government demonstrations and these rebels, these insurrectionists, do you ever just pause for a moment and think about who is the insurrectionist? You ever just take a pause and ask yourself the question, who is the terrorist? Which one is violating the law? I mean, because America, what you see today on your headlines on a 24/7 basis is your government is accusing others of what they themselves are guilty of, literally. You have to ask yourself, when those rebels are standing up, because they love to highlight rebels in foreign countries, don't they? Well, you should ask those rebels in foreign countries what they're having to deal with. And I'm not saying in every given case that they're the good guy, but I'm telling you, friends, I bet you if you pulled the curtain back, you'd probably find out 95% of the time that the state-controlled narrative sets them up to be the bad guy. I could go so far and venture so far as to let you know and be quite confident in the fact that they're probably the good guy fighting corruption in government. Because on my watch in the United States of America, I've been accused of everything I'm not. And I shared with you on Saturday, friends, I've never gotten so much trouble in my life, friends. When I was doing everything I shouldn't have been doing in my rock and roll days, nobody had a problem with it. Not even the cops. As a matter of fact, we even seen the cops go through our little parties at 3 o'clock in the morning, warning other dealers and drug dealers what they were doing. I mean, it's just a sick world in which we live. When I started doing the right thing, that's when I started to get in trouble. And the Bible tells us that in the book of Isaiah 59. That when you depart from wickedness, you become the prey. And you're hated without a cause. Well, the cause is they don't like to be exposed. Furthermore, again, that's why Christ was crucified. But again, friends, when we look at what's going on in this country, friends, now, this is the kind of stuff I love to talk about, because when it says, whenever any government becomes destructive of this purpose, their purpose, what they've been delegated concerning the powers given unto them by the people, which came from God, our rights came from God. And then we give them to the people to represent us. Well, it tells us when any government becomes destructive of that purpose, the people have a right and a duty to abolish it or alter it. You know, we've seen the Bundys and several others exonerated in Oregon. You know, most people didn't even know why they were thrown in jail and why the media, along with everybody, every Tom, Dick, and Harry across the boards, they were writing off the Bundys and these other guys as a bunch of anti-government protesters, when in fact, the opposite was true. They were trying to warn the people of the corruption of the Clinton and the Reeds. And I want to tell you what, friends, when you're seeing the Reeds and the Clintons, because this is happening today, they're going after the FBI director, and I'm not going to get caught up in this whole game, friends, but when they're going after the FBI director, it's because they're afraid it's going to get too hot that they might be exposed as well. At least that's the message that's being sent to me. So let me ask you, who is the rebel? Who are those that are anti-government? Well, when they attempt to rule the roost, they first of all, they weren't set in position to rule anybody but to maintain. And furthermore, they weren't sent there to lead. But folks, I see these signs all over the place right now because we're coming into, you know, the season of, well, the American people need to vote. Who do they want? Proven leadership. The greatest of leaders. We couldn't ask for a better leader. America, you've been so dummy down. We don't have leaders. They're representatives. They're not to lead anything. They're to maintain your given laws. But again, friends, what am I talking about? When any government becomes destructive of the purpose of the people have a right and a duty to alter or abolish it. That when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, which it is today, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. Who's right and who's wrong, friends? I just told you what the Declaration of Independence said.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0000. 1-800-273-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're talking about the purpose of civil government is to protect God-given rights, not to transgress them the way that you have tolerated, well, many administrations, I mean, but to the extreme concerning this foreign agent in the People's White House. They are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights that are among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now you have a government that takes away your rights because of policy rather than law. They take away your life because they sanction the murder of the innocent. And the American people are still trying to figure out. Now what they're doing is they're actually defining human beings between male and female as just gender neutral. I mean, folks, really. Gender neutral. Right? I mean, this is so ridiculous. It's like, America, you're like a broken record, right? You're skipping over and over and over again. You're allowing these people to do whatever they want to do. And your forefathers told you just the exact opposite, right? The purpose of civil government is to secure these rights. Secure these rights. Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of you, the people. Hey, folks, I don't care what the FBI has to say in this particular situation with Hillary Clinton, because they're going to play these games until, again, America, you lose once again down the road. You know what? The fact of the matter is all of these bureaucracies and all of these people, some are unconstitutional, by the way, they are ruled by you as you are ruled by God. Outside of God, you're going to rule nobody. You're going to be ruled. I don't care what it's like their definition of marriage and their definition of choice and their definition of this, that, and the other thing. Folks, they know exactly what they're doing. And again, to the shame of the American people, they're allowing their government, and that government that derives their just powers from them, the people, to do whatever they want to do against them that they derive their just powers from. That's not a good place to put yourself. And then we just talked about whenever government becomes destructive, which it has and is of this purpose, the people have a right. You have a God-given right, and you have a duty to alter or abolish corruption in your government. Declaration of Independence, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. But Bradley, when you're teaching that, man, that's really extreme. That's just so far over the top. You mean you're telling us that we have to actually do something about corruption that we complain about in government? Yes, I am. And it's a commandment given unto you by God. It's not a suggestion. You mean, okay, so if I do that, then I'm not going to have nothing to talk about tomorrow. I'm not going to have anything to complain about tomorrow. That's a good place to leave yourself, is it not? Namely, for your kids. I would think so. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. Now, again, this is the American view of law and government, which is based on a biblical worldview and is an application of the Bible and God's law to civil government and the body politic. Politics is the science of government. Science is the study of creation. So, again, the function of civil government, it is given the power of the sword force in order to restrain the exercise. It is given, the function of civil government is given the power of the sword force in order to restrain the exercise of sin. Not to advocate sin the way that they are today. They are there to restrain the violation of God's moral law. Not to endorse it, not to encourage it, not to legislate it. But America, have you had enough yet? Restrain the exercise of sin, Romans 13, 3 through 4. Because remember, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. What you're seeing today is you're seeing these people that call themselves rulers. Again, they're representatives. I'm going from the Bible and bringing it to the in parallel to what's going on in your country. We have representatives, okay? Our representatives are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. You are allowing a corrupt administration to be a terror to good works and to advocate and promote and to bonus and to reward the evil. Scripture tells us, wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have the praise of the same. For he that is a minister of God to thee for good. They're calling your representatives the ministers of God. I was just talking to someone the other day, and they were talking about how you have to get in there and vote for Trump. And he said, well, it's not like he's a pastor leading the flock. No, first of all, the pastor's not supposed to lead the flock. The apostle's supposed to do that, 1 Corinthians 12:28. Then the prophet, then the teacher. Let's get that in order, number one. But the fact of the matter is, Scripture tells us that they are called ministers of God. For he that is a minister of God to thee for good. Hey, folks, how is he to minister for God for good if he doesn't know what God's word says? It goes on, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil, not to him that exposeth the evil. How many people have died? Whistleblowers? Dissidents? I mean, we just found out recently, friends, that Hillary Clinton wants to go ahead and drone dissidents and or whistleblowers. That's a fact. Wow. So they're to actually be a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil, not good. So to enforce God's standard of right and wrong, read Romans 13, 3 through 4. So maintain order so Christians and others can practice right living, 1 Timothy 2:2. For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Yeah, that sounds right. Here, let me give it to you real quick before the end of the show. There are views of government and its purpose that are not biblical. If you accept a socialist view, a Marxist view, a communist view, or a devil's view of government, I want to let you know that in America it doesn't apply. And I want to compare the views by contrasting various attributes. Listen carefully, okay? The biblical view of government, which we are as a constitutional republic, The state is divinely ordained by God. You can see this in every preamble in the United States of America. It all starts out acknowledging God. You can see that those that represent we the people put their hand in the Bible and they swear to God and man that they will uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God. You can go into your Capitol buildings and you can see, like in Minnesota, a huge mural of Moses awaiting the divine law above the heads of the Supreme Court justices. If you would like to go to the federal building, namely going over to the Supreme Court building of the United States of America, you can see Moses above the heads of them some free Supreme Court injustices that need to be removed. Article 3, Section 1. Yes, you heard me right. Article 2, Section 4 as well. And then indicted for their crimes against we the people, because what you're tolerating is extremity, friends. You want to talk about extreme? You are tolerating extreme big time. To murder the innocent, to redefine marriage. Folks, what else are you going to let them redefine? What else are you going to let them do, America? Because it's not like you're promised tomorrow, right? We're to redeem the time for the days are evil. Today is the day we get to work, not tomorrow. And if not you, then who? If not now, then when? Right? But again, folks, look at this stuff. We can compare the views by contrasting various attributes. The biblical view of government is the state is divinely God-ordained. We know this. Our rights come from God. I just read the Declaration of Independence. State's authority is limited because it comes from the people who are restrained unto God because of their love for God through Jesus Christ. The biblical view of government leads to patriotism, to uphold dying laws, and it results in a republic. We are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, based on creation. Now, a pagan view, which you are submitted to in many cases, of government is the state is divine. No, they are not. The state's authority is unlimited. No, it is not. Leads to state worship. And it results in tyranny. Is that what you're seeing today? It's because you have a wrong view of government. And guess what? Those that serve we the people have a wrong view of it too. And how many times I've encountered these people, these little demigods that are to serve we the people, that think that they're there for some reason or another for you to serve them. And it's funny to me, friends, I hear all the time about these constitutionalists. They even want to remove God. Really? That's a wooden blunt sword. No, we need the sword of the Spirit. Without the Spirit, the letter killeth. Yep, and that's exactly what these people do. I want to tell you this, and I got about 30 seconds left. If those that you give ear to do not preach the Word of God, along with what they are sharing with you in accordance to the Word of God, I wouldn't give them ear for another second, friends. And I'm telling you that for the very purpose of the preservation which we all seek concerning our country, to hand to our posterity which we have been given. This generation needs to fight for. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.